Do you blame
Turkey is the victim of all this Syrian crisis.
You blame the paralysis in the Security Council?
Yeah, of course. There has not been a strong decision of international community to stop these atrocities. 300,000 people being killed in Syria, they are human beings. If there was a no-fly zone and a safe haven inside Syria, there wouldn't be such a flow of refugees.
So are you going to establish one now?
We will try. And that's still our position.
Can we just be very specific on that? So you're talking about a no-fly zone, a safe zone?
A safe area, what we call now.
Safe from whom?
From Daesh and from Syrian regime at the same time. An area where civilians can stay without any fear of being attacked and killed.
And you will do that with the Americans?
With Americans, with international community.
And will that also entail sending Turkish troops in there to protect that area?
I think at this moment, nobody wants to send ground troops.
They may not want to, but will it be necessary?
If there is enough power of moderate forces in Syria, there will not be any necessity for other countries, including Turkey, to send any ground troops.
Yeah, but
important thing is, your previous question, important is to support moderate Syrian elements inside Syria.
But at the moment, they're in a weak position, those moderate elements.
Yes, therefore we have to strengthen them. This is a equip and train program.